This is Peoria's Hidden Treasures on WCBU, Peoria Public Radio. I'm Channie Lyons. Across State Street from the WTVP building, on the wall above the Water Street Cafe, is the mural called Mardi Gras. It's 50 feet long, 27 feet tall. Created by Peoria artists Lonnie Stewart and Miriam Graff, the mural shows the New Orleans Mardi Gras parade, complete with viewers leaning over Spanish-style wrought iron balconies, enjoying the boisterous scene below. The revelers include a king seated in a seashell, being toasted by a mermaid. To the right is a court jester strumming a mandolin. Nearby, a woman in a lavish 18th-century gown and large plumed hat dances with a prince. To the left, a centaur and a bull with angels resting on its back. Lonnie Stewart has a studio in a nearby building. He is known locally for his bust of Ronald Reagan at Eureka College and the lion statue at the shops at Grand Prairie. He is recognized internationally for his portraits of Princess Diana and Pope John Paul II. Miriam Graff is best known for her dog portraits, which she paints in what she calls a realistic, old master's style. A few blocks north of the Water Street Cafe is a sculpture called Peoria Portal. The work is a three-part structure, a stainless steel arch supported by two columns. It was designed by Chicago artist Barry Tinsley. The piece symbolizes three phases of architectural history. One column is made of raw granite with three smooth sides and one left natural. It represents an early attempt at architectural design and construction. The second column is made of bronze and suggests the clean, classical lines of an early Italian style. The third motif can be found in the bold, contemporary arch, which represents modern design. Farther north on Water Street, across from the Contemporary Art Center, is a sculpture titled Flight of the Cakewalkers, created by renowned artist Preston Jackson. In the 19th century, cakewalkers were those high-stepping, debonair couples that turned walking into dance. Their accomplished steps and figures were rewarded with a piece of cake. Preston Jackson captures the energy of the African-American dance in his sculpture. The figures step into the air inside a narrow steel structure that is painted white and modeled after a plantation house. The male figure is dressed in a tuxedo-like suit and ruffled shirt. The woman is in a dress with a wide ruffled skirt. It's a marvelous piece, and really, you're quite sure that if you watch for a time, they'll tilt their heads back and begin to strut. Peoria's Hidden Treasures is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois, exploring works of public art in the Peoria area. The producer is Brian Srinowski. Our theme music is by Paul Adams. You can listen to Peoria's Hidden Treasures or subscribe to our weekly podcast at wcbufm.org. For WCBU, I'm Channie Lyons.